This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. How has business grown so influential in state politics? As the legislature prepares to debate issues like tax reform and equal pay, which pit businesses against individuals, it's time for a history lesson. Let's start with Louis Wren, president of the Louisiana AFL-CIO.
A union is no more than a group of people who decide that as an organization that their voices together are louder than they are individually. And a union is the model which you see other organizations operate under, whether it's LIBE, the Chemical Association, the Chamber of Commerce.
Steve Wagasback, president of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, might disagree.
Why did LIBE start in the first place? You had a group of frustrated business persons who were tired of getting shot at and tired of having to pay off somebody to hire somebody.
In the mid-1970s, organized labor had the clout, with a boom in industrial plant construction along the Gulf Coast. To stay on schedule and within budget, industry tried to hire non-union workers.
There was some violence, literally, on some work sites.
It escalated until, in January 1976, a gun-toting union mob used heavy machinery to ram the office trailers at Jupiter Chemical in Westlake, killing one non-union worker and wounding five others.
And a group of business leaders decided to get together and try to push very hard to pass right-to-work legislation in Louisiana.
It took less than 6 months to become Louisiana law. And now?
They try to figure out, what are the largest impediments to free enterprise? You know, what's the wolf closest to the door? And how do we go shoot it and figure out, you know, how to get around it?
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.